Proclamation number 793, dated the March 2nd, 1939. Divine guidance and direction. Spiritualism. Truth. Anyone who consciously turns to the Lord is in direct contact with the spiritual forces and will not need to fear interference by unauthorized powers. If you remain true in your heart to the Divine Savior, you will soon spiritually rise above your surroundings and be able to accept spiritual knowledge without interruption. And so you are requested to carefully listen to the voice of your heart, which wants to proclaim what the Father intends to give you. Every event happens with permission from above, yet you do not always understand it. Nevertheless, people are offered so many opportunities to embark on the only path that leads to the goal. Where the right kind of trust accompanies all events, their purpose will soon become obvious to them. Behold, the path is not as clear to everyone that they would enter it without reservations. It must be pointed out to them, and this can only happen through wise guidance and direction of all steps which, in turn, in the eyes of a person, happen again by coincidence. However, if all of you remain in contact with the Lord, He Himself will show you how important and beneficial it is to utterly entrust yourselves to His guidance, how you only ever fulfill the Creator's wise plan if you don't resist His instructions. One link of the chain glides into another, and you're merely the Creator's visible implementers. He constantly works through you on earth. He attempts to awaken the human hearts and introduce them to His actions of love. Consequently, you will take no step without consideration, and only someone who entirely avoids God withdraws himself from the Divine Father's loving guidance. Yet all of you who strive to fulfill His will are used by the Lord in order to save other souls again and lead them towards the eternal light. Therefore take note that you should always entrust yourselves to the divine guidance without resistance, that you should let yourselves be impelled by the voice of your heart. Pay attention to every stirring which wants to direct you. Always accept the urging of your heart as a spiritual admonition and comply with this urge. Then you will at all times be willing helpers for the Lord's tireless act of love for His children. And now try to accept spiritual knowledge without resistance, for a clarification needs to be given for a teaching interspersed with errors, which can never have originated from the eternal deity. People have often attempted to enter the spiritual bridge by spiritualistic means, and this has always evoked objections by all believers and those who want to believe without. However, having complete knowledge of an area which hitherto is concealed from them. Present-day spiritual adversity considerably contributes towards the fact that people nevertheless digress into this area in the hope of finding some kind of help from there. Whatever the human being undertakes in order to find the truth, purely with the desire for this very truth, can never be sinful before God. This is to be said for clarification to those people who only want to look upon all spiritualistic experiments as misconduct and transgression against the divine will. People on earth are often driven by the inner urge to ascertain the truth, and the doctrines of the Church do not offer them enough certainty, they love and hunger for the truth far too much as to unhesitatingly accept something they do not consider sufficiently reliable. They want to take the direct path, in a manner of speaking, they want to draw from the source, they also want to believe if the truth seems acceptable to them, and this thirst for knowledge is not always only the desire for something extraordinary. It is not in connection with a worldly purpose but merely intended for clarification, and therefore the activity of such people thirsting for truth will never be wrong before God, i.e., it will never be a sin. Whereas each similar attempt relating to worldly desires, which also includes contact with the dear departed, since this likewise contributes towards a person's everyday happiness, which intends to satisfy a sensational hunger, can never find God's approval, because then, please take note, a purely spiritual exchange, which intends to guide the earthly child into truth, cannot take place, and because the connection from the beyond to earth is only permitted to reveal the pure truth to the earthly child if it proves itself worthy of the privilege. That the latter is the first prerequisite for spiritual contact from the beyond to earth is already obvious by the fact that not each and every one can establish contact with the world of the beyond, and so, on account of the extraordinary danger this poses to both the earthly child as well as the still immature spiritual being, such connections must very seriously be warned against. Hence the partly correct point of view, that spiritualism very often opens the door to lower forces. Therefore, all such connections must be refrained from if the necessary spiritual maturity for it is non-existent, and the will to first and foremost serve God and attain the truth is not exclusively the reason for such a beginning. But how wrong people's point of view is to reject all contact with the world of the beyond can be seen from the fact that all spiritual beings have the power to express themselves, but that all these expressions, whether good or evil, will only be perceived if the human being wants to perceive, that in each and every case the human being's consent is a prerequisite, in a manner of speaking, a certain willingness for reception, then every being will also be able to clearly express itself. Admittedly, this does not happen in a way that a person receives tangible or visible information from the spiritual being. Instead, it will always take effect in the form of thoughts, and so are the proclamations by beings in the beyond within spiritual circles, more or less thought transmissions from these spiritual beings to people's minds. The person, as it were, willingly accepts what is conveyed to him as his mental knowledge, and can shape these proclamations according to his state of maturity. With profound desire for truth he will only be informed of absolute truth, because through his desire he will only attract the spirits of truth, as it were, call upon them for fruition. And thus no offense should ever be taken concerning the reason for this work. People must not claim the right to criticize what God the Lord in his wisdom has permitted, because a human being with profound love for truth appealed to the Father in heaven for enlightenment, which, in turn, could only exhaustively be given to him in this way. Amen.